Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. 2 weeks from today, I guess we'll be talking about the trouncing of the Chiefs by the Philadelphia Eagles. Do they even have to play the game? I guess. Anyway, welcome to the show. Bowerly with you. And we have so many things. But we're talking about the inviolable rules of your household. Maybe they apply to guests. Maybe they apply to your spouse. And I told you I've been properly trained to take my shoes off before entering the house. And then within 20 seconds, I must wash my hands. I don't know where she thinks my hands have been. But I must wash the hands. That is an absolute necessity. Smoking. No smoking in my home. I won't even smoke in my home. I want a cigar. Nope. It goes outside because I don't want the inside of the house smelling like smoke. That simple. Weed? No. Nobody smokes weed in my house because when we were growing up, when we were teenagers, weed didn't have the pungency that it has today. It was very easy to air out a room in which you had just smoked weed. Now, it's so pungent, it's almost as pungent as a cigar. At least, that's my perception of it anyway. So, no weed smoking in the house. You want to do it, you got to go outside. Sorry, just my rule. What else? Oh, the other thing I want to add to the mix here is going to be really stupid, but I need to get this off my chest. I have a confession to make. I'm sentimental about a couple of things, and I don't know what to do about it. When I was a little kid at the Boulevard Mall, they had one of these outside, you know, fun fairs, and the Sinclair Oil Company set up these dinosaur machines called Mold-O-Rama. Mold-O-Rama. You'd put a quarter in the machine and you could watch your plastic dinosaur being made. And it would come out of the machine just a little bit warm. And I made my parents get me a dollar's worth of dinosaurs. I was so fascinated by the machine. So if you were to go into my office right now, you would see a beautiful cabinet. And inside the cabinet, you would see the Sinclair Mold-O-Rama dinosaurs that I probably got when I was 3 or 4 years old on display. A grown man, plastic dinosaurs on display. What's wrong with me? Oh, it gets a little bit worse. Mark's Toys released these 3-inch tall models of the presidents of the United States of America. Every week, going to the Boulevard Mall, I would make my mother buy me one, and we bought it in order, too. Washington, everybody in order. I recently found them after I thought I'd thrown them out. In my dining room, there is another cabinet. If you look inside of it right now, I'm a fully grown man. All of my 3-inch Mark's Toy presidents are on display, all the way up to Richard Nixon. Do you have anything like that in your life? I can't get rid of them because the plastic presidents make me think of going to the mall with my mother. And the Sinclair dinosaurs remind me of the night that my dad and my mom sat by the dinosaur machine pumping in quarters to get me dinosaurs that I wanted. Yeah, how do I throw those out? I mean, that's a part of me. Do you have anything like that in your life? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Karen in Florida. Karen, you are on. Hello.
Good afternoon, Tom, from sunny Clearwater, Florida. But I have to tell you, I had to call in. I was actually driving across the Courtney Campbell, leaving the airport area. And one of the things that has always was kind of a little pet peeve, but, you know, when you live here, I get a lot of company that like to come to visit. And, of course, the majority of the people are flying on airplanes. And to me, an airplane is probably one of the less clean places there are to be in. But, you know, one of the things, especially with family members, I always encourage people that when they arrive at my house, I would be very happy if they would just remove their clothing, put it in the washing machine, and I will be very happy to wash it. It's just, I'm not a germophobic, but it's just, just something that that bothers me. And in addition to that, when people come to visit, another little thing that I like to kind of have them do is to use the luggage rack that I have in the guest room. So instead of putting the dirty suitcases on that beautiful clean bedspread that I have prepared for them, you know, just to use that, because, you know, your luggage goes everywhere. It's strapped. It's on the you know, the carousel. It's just, yeah. So that's just another one of those things that you really don't think about until your company arrives.
Well, Karen, I often ask guests to disrobe when they arrive at my house, but but as far as the, I got to tell you, as far as telling people to take off their clothes and wash their clothes right when they walk in the door, I don't know, that might dissuade some people from coming. Maybe that's the strategy to use.
Family members are the ones that I ask to do that. And, of course, it's, you know, obviously close family members. Just please, oh, that's just because it's so filthy there. But I will tell you, I too wash my hands the moment I get into the house. And that's just been a habit. And you know what? I am an ironing aficionado. So when you were speaking about ironing, old-fashioned, old-school, brought up, you know, where the iron is, you washed something, you hung it on the line, and you ironed it. And so, yeah, those are just kind of those little quirky things that kind of are in my household. So
you actually have an iron. Well, you're a baby boomer. You're not a millennial.
No, I am. You're right. I am a baby. Actually, I have Rowentas. I have two Rowentas. They're German made, and they're wonderful irons. They're fabulous. I wouldn't be without one. And everything gets ironed except for towels, of course, you know, and a few other little things. But
do you iron underwear?
No, but I do iron all my sheets and all my pillowcases, and I iron jeans.
My jeans come out of the dryer. They just get the Tommy fold. That's it.
No, they don't even go in the dryer. They have to be hung and air dry. And that's it.
Oh, my God.
I know. Towels go in the dryer. Everything else pretty much gets air dried or on the line. And I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see, we've got millennials listening who don't know what an iron is. An iron is this heavy piece of equipment that steam shoots out of, and some people actually get wrinkles out of shirts and clothing and other pieces of fabric using the iron.
I know, it's so nice, too. It looks so crisp and I love it.
Okay, well, look, let me tell you something. The clothes steamer does the same thing.
Well, all right. Well, you can stick to your clothes steamer. I'll stick to my iron, and you can't get that old tradition out of this this gal here. But anyway,
that's
always a good topic.
No, these are good skills, but when you go, how do I put this? When you go to the hospital, I mean, maybe you haven't been, but one of the things that I will do, I won't do it after a flight, okay? Because I think that's just going a little bit too far. But coming back from a hospital, first thing, every time, into the basement, and everything I wore to the hospital goes right in the washing machine because I don't want to bring any critters. As much as I want the immune system to be worked out, maybe not all that much.
I hear you. Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Even the flip-flops I wear to the hospital. I wear flip-flops to the hospital. It could be January. I wear flip-flops because they're easy to put in the wash.
Oh, okay.
A little bit noisy, but...
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Yeah. Great stuff from Clearwater, Florida.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Care.
Yeah. Bye-bye. The inviolable rules of your house. And yeah, you know what? Putting luggage on the bed, you know... I suddenly realized very recently why I was getting the stink eye whenever we would check into a hotel room, because for as far back as I can remember, I've always put the luggage on the bed. I mean, it's at, you know, good height for me. I can get my stuff out, but I always got the stink eye, and I now know that I should never, ever put luggage on the bed. Talking about the inviolable rules of your house. When somebody has just flown in, do you make them disrobe and do you make them wash their clothes, or you wash the clothes for them because they've been on a skanky airplane? Oh, I should also mention that the significant other in my life, we get on an airplane and everything gets wiped down. The tray table, the armrests, everything gets laid down. Gets wiped down. I smell like bleach by the time I get anywhere I'm going. But the inviolable rules of your house, what are they? This is a very curious topic. I don't think I've ever done this one before, but I thought it would be some fun. And I've added something to the mix in light of my Sinclair Moldorama dinosaurs that a grown man, me, actually has in a cabinet on display in his office, and Mark's Toys plastic presidents that I have on display in my living room. Do you have any stupid little things like that that really, at your age, you shouldn't have on display? I've got toys on display in my house. That's a little bit weird. Toys. Like legitimate toys. And they're actually in very good condition, the presidents. I took good care of those things. As opposed to the Matchbox cars. And who didn't take a hammer to a Matchbox car or five? You never did, huh? Wow. 803, boy, if I hadn't done that, I could retire with dignity. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Instead, I'll be eating dog food and Purina cat chow. Let's go to traffic. And here is, with Biden's stock market. Come on, does anybody else remember your parents taking you to some local fair at a mall or somewhere and putting a quarter in the machine and having Sinclair dinosaurs pop out, and they were kind of warm, probably filled with carcinogens, right? But we didn't think about that stuff in 1967. Let's go to Carolyn in Cheektowaga. Carolyn, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. This is Carolyn. How you doing?
Hello, love.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. I've listened to you since the 80s, when you used to be on at midnight. And you and I are the same age. And I was like 18, 19 years old thinking, who is this guy? And here we are. You're still on. And we're both still kicking.
Yeah, somehow.
Yep.
I appreciate the many years of listening. That's very kind of you. At the same time, it also makes me feel extremely venerable, old.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Carolyn? What's piqued your interest?
My interest is when I love to have company and I love to have my family over, but when they come over and they insist on like helping with the dishes, and I don't want them to do the dishes because I have a certain way to do my dishes, and then I like to put them away where I like them to be, where they belong, and they want to put them where they think they'd be better.
Oh, not good.
They're here or the. Yeah, that drives me nuts. And also when my family, I love them to death, they love to party and hang out. When they get a little clumsy and crazy, they insist on, like, touching the walls.
What?
Or they're moving the chairs around and they bang into the walls. And then after everybody leaves, I have smudges on my walls or chipped paint because they're just, they're clumsy about where they put their things.
Okay, that is so not cool.
No, it just drives me nuts. They don't realize they're doing it because maybe innocently they have a little bit bigger houses than me. So if they pull a chair out, they might not hit the wall. But I have a smaller house, so I'm kind of careful how I have all my furniture measured because I know how much room I have. So they have to shove the table closer to the wall, and then the next thing you know, the chair's banging into the wall. That stuff drives me nuts.
And I think with good reason. I also have a small house, and it was a house that was not made for 2023. It was made for 1927, a little bit of a difference. Uh-huh. And it's just a weird-shaped living room and master bedroom. It's kind of strange. But thank you very much as far as the inviolable rules of your home. The dishwashing thing hits home with me because I'm not allowed to touch the dishes ever.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I don't mind doing the dishes, but just I always ask when I'm going to a host, you know, can I help? And if she says no, I back right off. But some people don't. They want to, oh, no, we got to help. We got to help. Like, no, you don't have to help. It's okay. I don't mind if the sink is full. Let's visit.
Yeah, but repositioning your orderly dishes, cups, and glasses, that's a no-no. That's something you don't do.
Yeah. I know, but from a Polish family, oh, they everything always has a better place.
Yeah, try Polish Sicilian. Hello.
Exactly.
Thank you, Carolyn, and again, thanks for listening since the 80s.
No problem.
All right, I appreciate it.
Have a good night.
You too, dear. Thank you. Good stuff, guys. Good stuff. Keep it coming. Now, I got to be honest with you. This isn't a good time to call because you're going to be on hold for like 10 minutes, and I wouldn't wait for me for 10 minutes. But when it starts getting to be 5:35, let's stack up these calls again. And a couple of things we're talking about. What are the rules of your household? I'll give you another one that I have to follow. At Mrs. Nerd's house, there is alcohol. So if I pour myself a shot of tequila, I must put the bottle of tequila back into the liquor cabinet, even if I'm going to have another shot of tequila later on. God forbid the bottle of tequila is on the kitchen counter for a half hour untouched by me. Can't figure that rule out. But guys, advice from Tom, just whatever she wants, do it. It saves so much aggravation in life. Just do it. Yes, I remember when I had a pair, but they're no longer mine. I'm gonna do. How many other grown-ups actually have childhood toys on display? I mean, can you blame a guy for keeping Sinclair Dyna-Mold dinosaurs on display when they bring back such good memories of his mom and dad walking around the Boulevard Mall popping quarters? And back then, a quarter was like $2. Into the machine to make these plastic dinosaurs while you watched. I can never throw those out. They will be with me until the day I die. I know that. I'll probably be cremated with them. 803, now that'd make a pretty bad smell. I don't think they'd allow that. You're going to put some plastic in here. You don't mind, do you? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Don't call now. I mean, you can if you're a sadist, or masochist, actually. But I'll let you know when to call, when you don't have to be on hold so long, and we'll finish the show with a bang. And you will not have to disrobe when you call the show. Just so you're aware of that. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Now is a good time to call because I actually have unfettered by commercials or interruptions time to talk with you. A couple of things on the table. Number one, what are the inviolable rules of your house? Shoes off the minute you come in the door. The shoes never get past the front hall or the entryway carpet. Is that a thing for you? Do you make everybody wash their hands within 20 seconds after entering your home? Just curious, the inviolable rules of your home. Of course, one of the greatest rules of all is that toilet tissue must hang from the top down, never from the bottom. That is just, you cannot violate that rule. It must be adhered to at all times. And I don't know how many marriages have ended because one person was a one down and the other was over the top, but I'm sure it's happened. 803-0930-*930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I think one of the most interesting things I've ever heard is the lady in Clearwater who called in who said, people get off the airplane, they come to her house, she makes them disrobe and washes their clothes because of all the gunk that might be on an airplane seat. Okay, all right. You know, but at the same time as we think about how orderly, neat, clean, hygienic we are around the house. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you have no idea the server or the cook's level of personal hygiene. You ever think about that? You have absolutely no clue, no idea, and you just got to say a quick prayer and hope that everything turns out well and you don't end up with E. coli. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. 803-0930-*930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And a couple of other things here, and they're very closely related. I'm a little bit embarrassed by this because I'm a grown man, almost approaching senior status. Almost, yeah. And I still have childhood toys. I don't play with them, okay? Just so you know, I don't play with them. But they're on display at my house. Sinclair plastic dinosaurs, which I will get back to in a moment, and Mark's Toys, the 3-inch tall models of the presidents, which, by the way, Mark's Toys did a really good job as far as getting the the wardrobe correct and getting the facial features correct. They did a very good job, which I didn't really realize at the time when I was 5 years old and mom was buying them, but I certainly can appreciate it now. But getting back to the whole Sinclair dinosaur thing, Sinclair Oil is an oil company, which I guess you probably figured out all by yourself. Good for you. Okay. But I recall, and I need to know if I'm the only living person who remembers this. Okay. I recall it was the Boulevard Mall. It was obviously during the warmer weather months, walking with mom and dad, and we came across a Sinclair Dynamold machine. every kid, every generation, fascinated by dinosaurs. Absolutely fascinated by them. In fact, grown-ups are too. Why do you think the Jurassic Park franchise was so big? Dinosaurs are an object of fascination for us, I think, because they roamed the earth and they basically were made extinct because of a planet killer, asteroid, comet, whatever. And that's the theory. Anyway, is it true? I don't know. There's no video, so we don't know. Could have just been aliens just upset with them. I'm not sure. But, dinosaurs are always a source of fascination. So as I recall, it was a quarter, and you'd put the quarter into the slot, and you'd press the button for the kind of dinosaur you wanted. You want the Triceratops? You want the Tyrannosaurus Rex? You want something else? You pushed a button. I think you had like six choices. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I'm pretty sure I made Mom and Dad buy each and every dinosaur. And as I recall, when the dinosaurs came out of the chute, when they were ready, you could actually watch them being molded, okay? They were warm. They weren't hot. They were still warm, though. And I kind of wonder today how something like that would fare. I mean, between environmental concerns and carcinogenic concerns, I wonder if they could even get that thing off the ground. But come on, it's bad enough that I've just admitted that I have these dinosaurs on prominent display in my office with the resounding clarification that I do not play with my toy dinosaurs anymore. Okay, I quit that 2 years ago. But they're on display. That's the important thing. And I'm starting to wonder if anybody else remembers those stupid machines where you put the quarter in and the plastic warm dinosaurs came out. See, it wasn't a figment of childhood imagination because I still have them. And what's really funny, too, is my mom wanted to make sure that none of my childhood playmates stole my Sinclair Oil Dino-matic machine dinosaurs in nail polish underneath the dinosaurs, Tom B. Tom B is written on the dinosaurs. Am I the only person who remembers this? I'm starting to wonder. As a grown adult, I need you to be honest. You can call in anonymously if you'd like, because this is kind of a risky area to get into. It's easier to ask somebody if they're gay or bisexual now than it is to ask, hey, do you still have any of your childhood toys like actually on display in your house? So I'm asking you the question, do you have any childhood toys on display in your house? And nobody goes into my office except me now and the cleaning lady. And she's not brought up the plastic dinosaurs yet, but I'm waiting for the word. I'm waiting to hear, I won't be coming to your house anymore, Tom, because I saw your plastic dinosaurs. No grown man should have plastic dinosaurs on display. Oh, yeah, and the plastic presidents? Yeah, I cannot work with you anymore. I'm expecting that at some point. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. What are the inviolable rules of your household? And do you have any of your childhood toys actually on display? I'm just curious. Here is, and does anybody remember the stupid dinosaur machines? One of them sold for over $100,000 a few years ago. Here is Joe in North Tonawanda. Joe, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, Tom. I remember. You're not alone. And if I recall, it was at the Boulevard Mall. It was in the parking lot out closest towards Niagara Falls Boulevard.
Yes.
And it was walking around outside.
Yes.
That was a big ordeal walking around. And I think it seems like we weren't quite old or young enough that we were holding our parents' hands, but, you know, we had to stay close to them. And that was a day and age when I think plastic injection molding was just becoming a thing. And they had the glass view through window. You
yes.
know, so somebody figured out, I think we can make more money letting people watch these things get made than we can actually get for the things themselves if they were just in a toy store. And everybody was lined up, and I talked my parents into buying me a few of them, and there was this TV show maybe 10 years ago called Wonder Falls, and it had in it one of those characters, and it was slightly malformed. You know, it was mangled a little bit. That was part of the show, which was pretty funny. And I think my dinosaur came out a little on the goopy side, and it had a dent in it or something like that. But most of them came out fine.
So,
but,
okay,
yeah, I remember
the event of which you speak. You and I were at the same event, and this goes back 50 years, at least 50 years ago. We're at the same event, and it was the area that was somewhere between the edge of the Boulevard Mall at that time and Boulevard Lanes. And it was toward the toward Niagara Falls Boulevard. You're right.
Yeah.
But do you have any recollection what that was? Was it just a carnival? Was it? Do you remember what it was at all?
I don't remember if it was like themed or something like that. But that might have been the tail end of those days of those kinds of fairs. Because like remember, I think it was Blessed Sacrament or BSAC. One of those churches used to have the fair that was kind of like that. And they let the kids gamble. They let kids put their quarter on the wheel.
Oh my!
And that was around Belmont and I'm trying to think of the name of that street there, but it was one. You know, that was back in the day. They just let people get away with that stuff. Like, let's give it a try. Nobody had complained that this should be illegal. They shouldn't have this, but. Yeah, that's a very fond memory of mine of watching that machine make them.
Yeah,
and then I remember the warmth of it in my hand too.
I cannot believe. Number one, I cannot believe you remember the Sinclair Dynamold or whatever the hell it was machine, and that we were actually at the same event, because where you described it being is exactly where I remember it being, and I must have been 3-4 years old.
Yeah. I'd have to figure it out, but. Yeah, I was class of 79 at Kenmore, so a couple of years older than you. But
that was
a cool event. You know, the same thing with like the fountain in the Boulevard Mall was a big event. You know, just seeing an indoor water fountain, and then they remember when they got rid of that was tragic. But then we were like. By then we were that they took that away, and we were in our 30s. I think.
Well, that was in front of Sattler's. The water fountain was in front of Sattler's. People used to throw coins in it. And if you remember, the Boulevard Mall actually had an Acme grocery store in it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually had an Acme grocery store.
Yeah. There was a P&R bakery, you know, in that alley going up. It was Lelk Sporting Goods, the shoe store with the fire truck in it.
Yep.
And then in the middle was a book and magazine rack. And
yes,
I
sir.
Used every dollar I could get my hand on, go up and buy my Mad magazines and my Mad books. And I just recently put them on Craigslist. I'm finally ready to sell them after 50 years. I've got all the 1970s issues of Mad magazine and Mad books.
Wow. Wow. If you want to get some action on Craigslist, just try to sell them as party favors. You'll get a lot more response. Look it up online. Do you still have your Sinclair dinosaurs?
I do not.
No. Oh.
I have nephews that I gave away all my little dinosaur type toys.
Do you have a reduced opinion of me having the dinosaurs on display at my home?
Key childhood memories. You know, there's like mementos of great events, and that's the same thing with when you went on a family vacation, get in the back of the station wagon and go somewhere. You go to Disneyland, you save the Mickey Mouse because that was the big trip. So, but that was an adventure. And I tell you, the only adventure bigger than going to the Boulevard Mall, which is relatively close, is going out to Eastern Hills Mall. Seemed like it was this epic journey.
Yes.
And now, when you get a little older, you go, hey, this isn't that big of a deal.
Wow. I tell you, we had, I think I'm talking to myself here, dude, because you and I, we have like the same memories. Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate the call.
The great one is Old Town USA. That is a great memory.
On the Boulevard.
With malls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Oh, thank you so much. He's not kidding. If you lived in Tonawanda, going to the Eastern Hills Mall was like going on safari. And there was this auto show one night at the Eastern Hills Mall. The old man and the old lady were in the car. We got a flat tire. Something happened to the car. And we ended up, it was a Friday night, we ended up stopping at the temple on Sheridan Drive. And there we are. Like, people are looking at us like, haven't seen you guys at Temple before. They're very nice, however, very kind. Let's go to Jim in Buffalo. Jim, you're another grown man who actually has toys on display in your home?
Oh, I sure do. Good thing I'm single. yeah, back in the predominantly the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, you had what they called promotional model cars. Now, they were very similar to what most kids would buy, an unbuilt kit in a box, and paint it and glue it together. These were already pre-assembled, either molded in color or pre-painted at the toy manufacturer, but they were licensed by, back then it was, you know, what we called the big three, Chevrolet, Ford, Chrysler, and they were mostly used to promote, much as you would a paint chip or a brochure, but to promote the new models each year, sometimes the body changes, sometimes just featured colors and such. And my uncle was a general manager of an Oldsmobile dealership back in those days. And my birthday is only 4 days before Christmas, so it was a combined celebration, I guess you could say. Right. So when he came to the house at, on Christmas Day, there would be two promotional models. Now, he was selling Oldsmobile, so usually it was, say, a 442 and a Tornado or whatever Oldsmobile had licensed for those years. And, yeah, I mean, at that age, they got played with on the floor and most of them destroyed. Thus, the word collectible comes to mind, because now you can only buy these on eBay or select what's left of toy shows, per se.
Yeah.
And I have, hundreds, most of which are on display in my home. And some people you try to explain what they are, and some people you just don't bother because they assume I never grew up and these are things that I spray painted and glue bombed together and oh, won't he ever go up? And what they don't realize is a lot of these collectibles are worth a lot more than whatever they collect, you know?
Wow. You mean they're still waiting for their Beanie Babies to pay off their student loan debts? Is that it?
Exactly right, Tom. Exactly right. I enjoy doing it. I mean, the last one I bought was within the last week on eBay, and I keep adding to the collection. I do have them, what I would say, tastefully displayed. And of course, you know, I'm lucky I own a double in North Buffalo, so I've got a fairly large house to work with, and I have a three-bedroom. I have some displayed in what used to be the bookcases in the living room. I have a third bedroom that I now just refer to as the collectibles room. well, I mean, and I've got old. If you remember when they used to sell Timex watches, they would be in a very tall case that had lighting and a motor, and the watch cases would rotate on independent shelves. They're perfect for a front and a rear axle, so they accommodate approximately 44 of these each. I've got a few of them, and they themselves are collectible now. It's fun for me, and luckily I have a couple buddies who between here and Canandaigua, New York, there's a large collector, and he and I get together, and we're at the age now that we just say, well, you know, are you coming to my house to play with cars today?
Okay. Ever a concern that you're going to meet a young lady and she's going to come into your house and that's going to be a deal breaker?
At my age, I don't ever need to worry about meeting young ladies anymore. However, there is someone that I've been seeing for about 14 years, and she's gone to the toy shows with me, and she's cool with it. She sometimes, you know, at times will give me a frown when she thinks I'm spending a tad too much. But she doesn't discourage the hobby at all.
I'm very happy to hear that. Jim, I'm out of time, but great call, great way to end the show. I appreciate it, and good luck playing with your car toys.
Stay safe. Take care, my friend.
I will think of you as I play with my toy dinosaurs tonight. Thank you. I've often wondered, like, what would happen if I ever brought some new woman into my life and into my house, and she walked in and she saw my plastic dinosaurs on display. That's got to be a deal breaker. I'm sorry. There's a lot of women out there who just look at that and say, yeah. You know, it's just I just remember it. I've got to go home and do my hair. But, you know, these things, I'm just saying, if you've got, you know, a sentimental attachment to something, it's kind of hard to just put it away, you know? I mean, it just reminds me of a time long ago. And obviously it made an impact and probably caused some psychological and nervous system damage with the hot plastic in my hands. But
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.